We were doing a whole European thing, and then we were going down to Italy, which was disco crazed. I mean, a total madness down in Italy. I mean, they're very passionate people. We were doing, there's a whole series of gigs in Italy, and the discotheques, and they build them in a farm field outside of a town. Everyone's down. These were actual discotheques, but I'm talking about they'd be like 7,000 people capacity. They were huge, and they just built these huge thing, these huge like buildings in the middle of a farm field outside of a town. And it could be a disco, but they had like hydraulic stages that came up and out, and you could take up half the dance floor with hydraulics, and that was your stage.
Right.
And they had their own sound systems, their own light systems. So they're kind of easy to do in terms of sound and lights, because they had very good stuff, a lot of German stuff. And a lot of the tour was that, but we'd also be doing opera houses, you know, bastard gigs. I mean, talk about, you pull into the town and you'd find the, and it's an opera house, and of course they were not built for equipment,
right?
You know, you had to take stuff up through windows. You had to block and tackle to get it down to your truck and haul away up through windows you'd taken the frames out of, just to get it up to the stage. You know, because the stages were, you know, like three floors up, and they weren't built to accommodate equipment. They were just built for a guy to carry his instrument up.
Right.
And, you know, opera singers, you don't need to carry them, they just walk. And we had to do this stuff, and it was chaos, but we did it. And then at one particular place, some kind of, it was in Milan, so it was a sports arena, and we'd sold that out, and it was, I think it was about 12,000 people, and we'd set up, and we were doing sound checks and everything, and there's a whole ruckus outside the doors. We hadn't let anybody in yet, and there's smashing and bashing and crashing and everything, and it went away. And they let the people in, and you can tell, you know there's tension in there. There's people pushing and shoving and stuff. And we get her on stage, and we get into about the second number, and there's a whole bunch of fighting breaks out, and people are throwing things at her, and there's a whole bunch of one of our Italian bodyguards is saying that these people want the money back, and it's free music, and they're not going to pay. It was like a bunch of communists, like Red Brigade, terrorist type, I don't know who they were. But they were like drinking, and they were throwing things at the stage, you know. We took Donna off, because it was too dangerous. And they stormed the stage, and they were just tearing down. Somebody set fire to one of the PA wings, and that went up in bloody smoke. Not millions, but thousands of dollars worth of equipment just going up in flames. Security, or the Italian police, just disappeared, as per the usual
MO.
You know, they didn't want to get involved in it. And I'm on, me and my crew and a couple of our lads and a couple of our security guys are on stage. Because, you know, I didn't want to lose everything. Otherwise, the whole, burn up a drum kit. You know, what are you going to do? You have to buy everything again, and is the insurance going to cover it? The whole tour would be screwed, and the next town in line, you know. And everybody loses money. So we're in a big battle on stage. And one of the bloody clowns gets hold of one of our mic stands and swings her at me, and I didn't see it coming. Hits me in the face, and my front teeth just go ka-dunk everywhere, blood pouring out me. I thought he broke my nose, but it was my teeth. And I saw the guy, spotted the bastard who did it, and we were battling back and forward, and then the police finally came back and pulled their clubs and stuff and managed to fight the stage clear. And the one guy who got me had tripped over and he'd run backstage, and I caught up with him with a couple of my guys, and I was, well, seriously annoyed, pissed as a parrot with this guy. So I was in no mood for any kind of, I grabbed him, and one of my guys, let's see, Phil DeMonte, I think his name was, yeah, Phil DeMonte, my keyboard guy, he's from Liverpool as well, grabbed this bastard, and I put him over two fly cases, and I picked up a stage weight and dropped it. I broke one of his legs, and I broke one of his arms over the fly case, and he was seriously screaming. He was seriously not a happy Italian. But that's what you get if you start it. You know, I was not a happy camper. So I broke a couple of limbs for him and kicked him in the face a few times just for the fun of it.